This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with John. And John, how do you pronounce your last name?
Greshover.
Greshover. All right. And are you married?
Yes, I am.
And what is her name?
Elizabeth.
And do you have some kids?
We have four.
And what are their names?
We have Caroline, Gabriel, Cecilia, and Genevieve.
Okay. So, what year were you born, and how did you get connected to St. Joan of Arc?
I was born in 1980, and I relocated to Indianapolis in 2010. Lived in Fishers for a couple of years, then I moved to Broad Ripple in 2012, and in 2012 I moved from St. Louis to Montfort in Fishers to St. Joan of Arc in Indianapolis.
Okay. So what type of things have you been involved with? Committees, groups, you know, just throughout the years?
I served on the CYO Commission. I served on the, I served on the Parish Council. I served on the Reverse Raffle. With my wife, we led Reverse Raffle for, I think, 3 years, and volunteered after that. And then I was on the Stewardship Committee. I was on the Evangelization Committee. I think that's about it.
Okay. They also gave me some notes that said that you were in Father and Starting Fathers podcast channel and live streaming, I'm assuming, for the masses?
Yes. Yep. Yep. I don't know exactly when we started podcasting. I would have to say it's probably 4 years ago, if I had to guess, 3 to 4 years ago. And I like to consume that type of content and just thought there was a need because, you know, Father Guy is a great evangelist and a great homilist himself. And I asked him if we could do it. The church had some of the technology for me to pipe in a recorder and strip the audio out. And, you know, I don't do that for a living, but figured it out. And we started doing the podcast. And then when the pandemic started to come around last year, Father Guy asked me if I would help with the, you know, live streaming. And we ended up, our first camera was a webcam from my office that we started to use, and then it just kind of got better and better. And Joe Burrows, who really runs the ship on that stuff, I think has put together an awesome digital experience for our parishioners to attend Mass, and I would say it's better than any place in our diocese for sure.
That's great.
But it's one of the best that you can get.
So it's just a few of your favorite, even with your family, favorite moments, favorite memories that you've had throughout the years.
Well, I would say that my wife and I, Beth, we've been married since 2011. We both grew up Catholic. We were raised Catholic. I also went to Catholic schools, but I never really, I definitely, started actively living out my faith when I got out of college. But I really never got involved in parish life. And when we met St. Joan of Arc, we met Melinda Ravelli, and we were, just young kids, just married. And Melinda, I think, just had her youngest son at that point, because I remember Melinda kind of walking up and down the break in the pews holding her, little baby. And she, reached out to us at Mass, and we thought it was weird that people talked to each other at Mass. Didn't know that people actually did that. We thought you just went there for the Eucharist and left, but it was kind of cool. And then she really just asked us, like, hey, would you be interested in getting involved? And so we said yes, and it was just one thing led to another. And because of that, just personal interaction, that's really, I think my favorite story is, you know, we came from people that went to Mass to people that, you know, really intentionally tried to live out their faith.
That's great. So if there was a few people, obviously Melinda's already included, but if there was a few people you'd like to recognize just that you've worked with over the years, who would be a few people you'd like to give some appreciation to?
Oh, for sure. I would say Melinda, Father Guy, for sure. He has just been he's a friend. You know, he's not just my priest. He's not just a brother in the faith. He's a true friend. He's, you know, been there for my wife and I through thick and thin. Soon after my wife and I joined St. Joan of Arc, we were expecting our first child. This would have been, I don't know, late 2012. So, I mean, like 6 months probably or something like that after we joined St. Joan of Arc, we were expecting our first child. And, you know, it was in May of 2013. So again, just about a year after we joined the parish, we knew Melinda, we knew a few other people, but we didn't know a whole lot. But our son died suddenly, right after birth. He died 33 days after birth, to be exact. And because of that experience, we got to really know Father Guy. He visited us in the hospital several times. He trained me how to, you know, be an official, unofficial baptizer. So I actually, I baptized our son at Riley Children's Hospital. But, you know, that was, you know, close to 10 years ago now. But, and we kind of grew with Father Guy from that. And, you know, praise the Lord, we've had, you know, 4 healthy children since then. And so definitely have to recognize my buddy Guy. He is literally and literalistically a great guy and a ton of fun, and is just somebody that is a true spiritual father and a great shepherd of the flock.
That's great. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we close out?
Yeah, sure. I would say too, I couldn't not mention some other people that we've engaged with, and for sure Michael O'Brien and Jackie O'Brien, or Jackie Nitas, I should say. Michael and Jackie were two great shepherds for us, for me and Beth, at least in our faith walk and living as parishioners. And they, soon after our son died, Melinda introduced us to them, and Michael and Jackie asked us if we would be interested in getting involved in the reverse raffle, and we did. And we went to, over the years, been to their house dozens of times with new parishioner gatherings. And you know, Michael, who died last year unexpectedly with a relatively short bout with esophageal cancer. He and Jackie have taught us so much about how to, you know, live your life, how to welcome people in, how to be really good leaders. I served on a number of committees with Michael throughout the years, and he was a great leader, someone that you would really respect and could respect their approach. No nonsense, all business. But definitely had a very compassionate side, both he and Jackie. So those are great people, great witnesses to Christ. And Michael's, you know, been gone a year in June, and definitely left a big hole. In addition to Jackie and Michael, would also, you know, thank the Pachar's family. I mean, there's so many families. I'm just talking about the monumental ones, but Barry Pachar's, Jamie Pachar's, his wife, their 6 children, they're just great witnesses to the faith. And I know I've talked about Melinda, but Melinda and her husband, Joe, Ravelli, just fantastic people that, you know, Melinda went to the hospital with us, with our son John, who died. She, you know, helped us because we had him unexpectedly, and then several years later we had another health problem after pregnancy with Cecilia, and Melinda dropped everything she was doing and came and sat with us and watched our little baby while we were in the hospital trying to figure out what was wrong with my wife. So the O'Briens and Jackie Nitas, the Pacharzes, the Ravellis, the Wentworths, the Surinacs, I mean, there's so many people that have just helped us in so many ways, and I can't say anything but thank you.
Okay. Well, John, I really appreciate your time and your sharing, especially, you know, it had been very hard about your son, but it's great to hear that you have multiple kids now and raising and a part of St. Joan of Arc, and it looks like you've done a lot to help project, you know, the masses and everything to the masses. So I really appreciate it. And if you could just stay on the line, I'm going to close this one out.
Okay, sounds good.